Shilpaoparki Jai.
Hi.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dari. Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanda Chari. Yamuna Tira Vanda Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dari. Yashodanandana Raja Janaranjana. Yashodanandana Raja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Shishti Radha Madhava Asasaki Kidai, Shichi Chitanya Chandaraya Mandir Kidai, Kidai. Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Naram Chaiva Narotamam.
Naram Chaiva
Narotamam.
Devam Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Devim
Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Tato Jaya Mudiraya.
Tato Jaya Mudiraya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
This is Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 9, the passing away of Bhishmadev. And today is text 34. Please repeat. Yudi.
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 Turaga.
Turaga.
Rajo.
Rajo.
Vidumra.
Vidumra.
Vishvak.
Vishvak.
Yudi Turaga Raja Vidumra Vishvak.
Yudi.
Turaga Rajo Vidhumra Vishvak.
Yudhi Turaga Raja Vidumra Vishvak.
Yudhi Turaga Rajo Vidumra Vishvak.
Kacha.
Kacha.
Lalita.
Lalita.
Shramavarya.
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 Alankritashe.
Alankritashe.
Kacha Lulita Shamavarya Lankritashe.
Kacha Lulita Shamavarya Lankritashe.
Mama.
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 Nishita.
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 Sharayar.
Sharayar.
Vibhidyamana.
Vibhidyamana.
Mama Nishita Sarai Vibhidyamana.
Mama Nishita Sarai Vibhidyamana.
Mama Nishita Sarai Vibhidyamana.
Mama
Nishita Sarai Vibhidyamana.
Tvachi.
Tvachi.
Vilasat.
Vilasat.
Kavache.
Kavache.
Astu.
Astu.
Krishna Atma.
Krishna Atma.
Tvachi vilasat kavache stu Krishna Atma.
Tvachi vilasat kavache stu Krishna Atma.
Yudhi turagarajo vidumra vishvak.
Yudhi turagarajo vidumra vishvak.
Kacha lulita shamavarya alankritasye.
Kacha lulita shamavarya alankritasye.
Mama nishita sarayar vibhidyamana.
Mama nishita sharair vibhidyamana.
Kvachi vilasat kavachestu Krishna Atma.
Kvachi vilasat kavachestu Krishna Atma.
Boliega.
Yudhi turagarajo vidhumra vishvak. Kacha lulita shamavarya lankritasye. Mama nishita sharair vibhidyamana.
Mama nishita sharair vibhidyamana.
Kacha lulita shamavarya lankritasye. Kavache stu Krishna Atma.
Kavache vilasa kavache stu Krishna Atma.
Pushkar, do you want to chant?
Yadi taraga rajo vidumra vrikshvak.
Yadi taraga
rajo vidumra vrikshvak.
Kachaluti shranavar yalankritas che.
Kachalulita shranavar yalankritas ye.
Mamanishta svarayar vid yamana.
Mamanishta svarayar vid yamana.
Pachi. Vila sat kvachi stu Krishna Atma.
Vachi
vila sat kvachi stu Krishna Atma.
Yudhi.
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 On the battlefield.
On the battlefield.
Turaga.
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 Horses.
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 Raja.
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 Dust.
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 Vidumra.
Vidumra.
Turned an ashen color.
Turned ashen,
ashen color.
Vishvak.
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 Waving.
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 Kacha.
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 Hair.
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 Lulita.
Lulita.
Scattered.
Yeah.
Scattered.
Shramavari.
Shramavari.
Perspiration.
Perspiration.
Alankrita.
Alankrita.
Decorated with.
Decorated with.
Asier. Unto the face.
Unto the face.
Face.
Mama.
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 My.
My.
Nishita.
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 Sharp.
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 Sarai.
Sarai.
By the arrows.
By the arrows.
Vividyamanam.
Vividyamana.
Pierced by.
Pierced by.
Tlachi.
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 In the skin.
In the skin.
Vilasat.
Vilasat.
Enjoying pleasure.
Enjoying pleasure.
Kavache.
Kavache.
Protecting armor.
Protecting armor.
Astu.
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 Let there be.
Let there be.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Unto Sri Krishna.
Unto Sri Krishna.
Atma.
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 Mind.
Mind.
Okay, Prabhu, so if we could all please mute at this time, especially those that are only on Skype. Okay, thank you.
Krishna consciousness is like nectar on the tongue of a dumb man. He smiles and smiles and doesn't say anything. Yudhi turaga raja vidum ravishvak kacha lulita shamavarya alankatasye Mama nishita sarai vividyamana tvachi vilasat kavachestu Krishna atma. On the battlefield where Sri Krishna attended Arjuna out of friendship, the flowing hair of the Lord turned ashen due to the dust raised by the hooves of the horses. And because of his labor, beads of sweat wetted his face. These decorations, intensified by the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows, were enjoyed by him. Let my mind thus go unto Sri Krishna. I repeat this, and we can kind of like try and make the picture in the mind there. On the battlefield where Sri Krishna attended Arjuna out of friendship, the flowing hair
on the battlefield
of the Lord turned ashen. Okay, his hair turned ashen due to the dust raised by the hooves of the horses. And because of his labor, beads of sweat wetted his face. All these decorations, intensified by the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows, were enjoyed by him. Let my mind thus go unto Sri Krishna. Sometimes these chariots, you know, look kind of dumpy. The pictures you see of these chariots are not something you really want to take onto a battlefield. Look more like a wedding carriage or something. But even now, you know, one engineer told me that bamboo has more compression strength than steel. And so bamboo, and there are different kinds of hardwoods that are harder than steel, but still flexible. You can imagine you can make a fighting chariot that would be quite a vehicle. And what to speak of one horse carrying one person, you have four horses pulling two people. So make the thing small enough, light enough, strong enough, you have quite a vehicle. And of course, this is the end of the last age. So everything was much finer, much more powerful, much more vibrant, much more alive. And these weren't ordinary horses, you know. And they were moving around on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and like people in a basketball game. You see these guys in the basketball game put one foot in front, spin, jump, shoot, pass. In the same way, this whole thing was going on. You know, somebody was making it, always horsemen were accompanying the chariot. And so in this way, it was a whole like dance of our Krishna. You know, horses are intelligent, moving back and forth, you know, moving in for the shot, pulling back out, going behind somebody else. And along with this, Krishna is, you know, leaning forward, you know, whapping on the horses. His hair is ashen colored from the dust. He's perspiring. And then Vishnudev is shooting arrows at him, which is increasing the whole, you know, pleasure of this whole thing like that. Purport. The Lord is the absolute form of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. And as such, transcendental loving service to the Lord in one of the five principal relations, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, that is to say, neutrality, servitorship, fraternity, filial affection, and conjugal love, is graciously accepted by the Lord when offered to the Lord in genuine love and affection. Bhishmadev is a great devotee of the Lord in the relation of a servitorship. You know, so here Prabhupada is focusing right away. Nectar of instruction, Prabhupada says one should not just see the acharya from the external point of view, but one has to also see him in terms of his service. So we have to understand Prabhupada's mentality, and he'll reveal it to us graciously if we have an attitude of understanding it with some kind of service attitude. So it seems to hear Prabhupada, out of this whole scene we're describing, he's focusing on this point about Vishnudev shooting arrows at Krishna and penetrating him. And so Prabhupada is trying to explain this. Seems the purport here is really to try to explain that this is transcendental. So Krishna graciously accepts these different relationships are graciously accepted by the Lord when offered to the Lord in genuine love and affection. Vishnudev is a great devotee of the Lord in the relation of the servitorship. So he's in Dasya Ras. Thus, his throwing of sharp arrows at the transcendental body of the Lord is as good as the worship of another devotee who throws soft roses at him. It appears that Bhishmadev is repenting the actions he committed against the person of the Lord. But factually, the Lord's body... I'm still connected there, was not at all pained. Due to his transcendental existence, his body is not matter. Both he, himself, and his body are complete spiritual identity. Spirit is never pierced, burnt, dried, moistened, etc. This is vividly explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So also it is stated in the Skanda Puran. It is said there that that spirit is always uncontaminated and indestructible. It cannot be distressed, nor can it be dried up. When Lord Vishnu in his incarnation appears before us, he seems to be like one of the conditioned souls, materially encaged. Just to bewilder the asuras or non-believers, who are always alert to kill the Lord, even from the very beginning of his appearance. Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna, and Ravana wanted to kill Ram, because foolishly, they were unaware of the fact that the Lord is never killed, but the spirit is never annihilated. Therefore, Bhishmadev's piercing of the body of the Lord is a sort of bewildering problem for the non-devotee atheists. But those who are devotees or liberated souls are not bewildered. Vishnudeva appreciated the all-merciful attitude of the Lord because he did not leave Arjuna alone, although he was disturbed by the sharpened arrows of Bhishmadev. Nor was he reluctant to come before Bhishmadev's deathbed, even though he was ill-treated by him on the battlefield. Wow. So two more mellows. Enjoying the dynamic exchange of the dance, but also he's uh, he won't give up, even though he's being bothered. Vishnudev is so appreciative that Krishna is Bhaktivatsal. You know, even though so many things are there, he just will not give up. You know, the association and the protection of his devotee. Yeah. And then the other side of it is that he never holds any kind of grudge against anybody like that. Nor was he reluctant to come before Bhishmadev's deathbed, even though he was ill-treated by him on the battlefield. Bhishma's repentance and the Lord's merciful attitude are both unique in this picture. Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, a great devotee, Acharya, and devotee in the humor of conjugal love with the Lord, remarks very saliently in this regard. He says that the wounds created on the body of the Lord by the sharpened arrows of Bhishmadev were as pleasing to the Lord as the biting of a fiancé who bites the body of the Lord directed by a strong sense of sex desire. Such biting by the opposite sex is never taken as a sign of enmity, even if there is a wound on the body. Therefore, the fighting as an exchange of transcendental pleasure between the Lord and his pure devotee, Sri Bhishmadev, was not at all mundane. Besides that, since the Lord's body and the Lord are identical, there was no possibility of wounds in the absolute body. The apparent wounds caused by the sharpened arrows are misleading to the common man. But one who has a little absolute knowledge can understand the transcendental exchange of the chivalrous relation. The Lord was perfectly happy with the wounds caused by the sharpened arrows of Bhishmadev. The word vibhidyamana is significant because the Lord's skin is not different from the Lord. Because our skin is different from our soul, in our case, the word vibhidyamana, or being bruised or cut, would have been quite suitable. Vibhidyamana. Transcendental bliss is of different varieties, and the variety of activities in the mundane world is but a perverted reflection of transcendental bliss. The perverted reflection of transcendental bliss. Because everything in the mundane world is qualitatively mundane. It is full of inebrieties. Whereas in the absolute realm, because everything is of the same absolute nature, there are varieties of enjoyment without inebriety. The Lord enjoyed the wounds created by his great devotee, Bhishmadev. And because Bhishmadev is a devotee in the chivalrous relation, he fixes his mind upon Krishna in that wounded condition. Die. So, Prabhupada ki, die. So, there's so many things I could talk about here. One thing, just a little perspective. There's a translation of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by a professor named David Haberman. And it's very nice. He's a devotee, as far as everybody can understand. And he may have even taken initiation in the Nimbarka Sampradaya. Krishna Kshetra gave me one of his books, which was on Raganuga Bhakti. No, I don't have that one. The other one was Journey Through the 12 Forests. He describes his experiences on the Brajmandal Parikrama. And especially if you've taken the Parikrama, it's very interesting. His experiences and trying to enter into it and different mystical things happening and so many things like that. But we use his book at the Bhaktivedanta College. We don't use the translation so much. Bhanuswami Maharaj's book is better. The translations, I think, are both fine, but it's just that the way it's organized. But the introduction is wonderful. That we use. I recommend it for people who want to read it. David Haberman. I guess I should put it on the chat thing here. And in the introduction, he gives not only, what do you call it? He gives the social history of the situation, Rupa Goswami, very nice, about the different kings and Muslim guys, and it's very nice. You see some of these things occurring, they make more sense after you read his whole political history. Then he gives the personal history of Rupa Goswami. He also gives them the history of rasa and how the term and the idea developed through many different people, like starting with Bharata Muni and going to the names now, Abhinava Gupta, Dandakin, Maharaj Bhoja. And so all these terms, Vibhava, Anubhava, Sattvika Bhava, they all existed before Rupa Goswami, most of them, but they weren't put together in the same way exactly, and they all related to theater. So of course, this is, David Haberman says that the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is considered to be like an extract of the Bhagavatam, because the Bhagavatam talks a lot about Daivi Varna Ashram Dharma, and Vishnudeva has been talking about a lot about that before. But you know, that's to take us to this Bhagavad Dharma. And so sometimes we're in the Daivi Varna Ashram area because we're attached to it. And sometimes we're there because it's our service to Krishna, and it's ecstatic then. It's related to our rasa, our attachment, our rati. But then we withdraw from this external things completely, like he's already done. And now he's trying to become situated purely in his situation. Vadi Bhakti, we have some ideas about what we're doing. We want to become devotees. We're following rules and regulations because we're afraid of going to hell, because our family does it, because we have got a taste of love of God and we want to get that. But we're following rules and regulations for the most part, you know, with just some lighthouse in the distance. But if we do that, like Prabhupada was explaining, we become purified. We have our good days and our bad days. But then we can start to follow Raga Nuga, where we can try to imitate, you know, an advanced devotee. You know, we're still doing it. It's still sadhana. It's not the real thing. But okay, how does Mother Yashoda offer lunch to Krishna? How do the cowherd boys offer lunch to Krishna? And I'm doing it on time, it's clean, everything else. But let me at least try to feel something, you know, rather than just doing it mechanically. And also that when we're in that purified state, maybe on the level of being Goswami, that level, then we can do this, you know. And it has an effect. It's not sahajya. Prabhupada says we have to learn the little art of crying for Krishna. So in the beginning, it's an art. But Krishna appreciates that we're trying to do something with some feeling. And that will stimulate then our kind of next level, which is bhava bhakti. And then we're basically, it's like you have a seed. And you don't know what it is, but it's a seed. Okay, you know, it's called a sambandha. I plant it. Water it. It's a sprout. I don't know what it is. It's a sapling. I don't know what it is. It's got branches. I don't know what it is. It's got leaves. I don't know what it is. It's got flowers. I don't know what it is. Oh, it's a peach tree. So that's bhava bhakti. It's the immature stage of prema. You know what your relationship with Krishna is, but it's not intense enough for Krishna to reciprocate. So you have to intensify it. But it's there, it's clear. I'm in Dasya, Sakya, Sakya Dasya, like that. So Bhava Bhakti has, five elements? Vibhava, Anubhava, Sattvika Bhava, Vibhichari Bhava, and Stai Bhava. So Vibhava is the stimulus. Everything else is pretty much response. Krishna smiles at you. Krishna saves your neck. Krishna is so funny, so many things which are vibhava stimulus, and it can be Krishna directly or it can be Krishna's devotee. Krishna's devotees can also stimulate us, or Krishna's temple, or Krishna's festival. And of course, there's so many technical names for all this, because that's one thing Rupa Goswami did. He put it into tremendous technical detail, because at that time everybody was, for the most part, smartas. And everybody was engaged in Nava Navanyaya. It's a very logical Aristotelian type thing. And so, okay, so it's a science, you know, pretty much. So then the bebava stimulates something, and when you when it comes straight from your heart, it's involuntary. You're hiccuping, or you're crying, or you're trembling, or you become bewildered. That's a sattvika bhava, and it's a response. You know, it comes from the sattvic nature of the soul. Another response is bebava, and that requires a little intelligence to do it, like, you know, like dancing or singing or hopping up and down. Yeah. It's more voluntary, voluntary expression. So bibhava is the stimulus, sattvika bhava is the involuntary response, bibhava is a voluntary response. And then the basis of everything is sthai bhava. And sthai bhava is like our rasa, it's the immature stage of rasa. It can be in how do you say that? Sakiras, Dashiras. It can be in any of those five rasas. But that stage is not, there's no rasa yet. And so basically, vibhava, we're trying to put ourselves in a position where we can get that vibhava, and to stimulate our sthai bhava. So Bhishmadev's here, and he wants to be fully motivated. Prabhupada says we have to accelerate the senses. You know? So he wants to get accelerated. Yeah? And he's giving up all his other engagements, like that, withdrawing his senses from these things like that, and only focusing his senses on Krishna, which is transcendental. You know? So those kind of senses are also transcendental. And he's taking advantage of Krishna as vibhava. Yeah? And then he's not only Krishna in front of him, but now he's also engaged in Lila Smaranam, you know, which is more intense. When Krishna left the Vrijbasis, he wasn't, you know, hurting them or, you know, something. He was actually giving them something better, because he gave them Lila Smarana Swarup. His form is in meditation on his pastimes, so they could learn to appreciate that. And it's real. It changes. It's alive. So he was meditating. You see, he had different meditations like that. And also, to this, there's probably an order how they, a significance how they fall one after another, how they're related one after another. You know, one can chant this prayer of Bhishmadev like japa over and over again, you know, appreciating this relationship, this feeling like that. And of course, in the beginning, you know, men may be more attracted to, you know, Sakya Ras, and girls may be more attracted to, what you call it, Madhurya Ras. Just on the basis of our bodily perspective, when we're trying to do some kind of raga nuga thing or think about Krishna, but that's okay. That's not wrong, as you know. But as we become more purified, more detached because of that, then we approach our real bhava, you know, sthai bhava, more and more clearly. So you may have a female body, but you may be attracted by the prayers of Bhishmadev like that, you know. Yeah. And then, so, Prabhupada says every devotee should select some prayers for their recitation. And so, we do that, you know, and maybe they change at different times. And as we chant them, we get realization. The speaker, you know, Bhishmadev inspires you with what he was actually thinking, or things like that. We start to get on this level. Jitatmana prasantasya paramatma samahita. When the mind is conquered, then we're on the level of the Paramatma, Satchit. We can not only free from the gross world, but we can also have an experience of form and meaning and relationships like that, yeah. Not consciousness. And the thing is then to, you know, by association with devotees, guru, pure devotees, Raganuga, very advanced devotees, then we want to increase the, you know, the intensity, point of prema. So therefore Bhishmadev is putting himself in a position which stimulates him, you know, and he's in a mood of servitorship, and he's seeing Krishna as his master, you know. Of course Krishna was being very respectful and everything else towards him, but that was one of the reasons he tried to kill Arjuna, because he forced Krishna to take him as his subordinate, And Bhishma was so happy. I forced him to, you know, to take his position as my master. See, he's coming. He can kill me. He is my master. Like that. So, stimulation via bhava. Yeah. The other one is via vichari bhava. That's the last one. Via vichari bhava. Chari means to move, I think, towards and very much. So it's my understanding, these are like temporary things that come out for some time and enhance the sthayi bhava. One example that keeps coming to my mind is Mother Yashoda, when she sees the slimy rascal, you know, Kaliya has her baby wrapped up in his coils. She's going to go in the water and do something about it. Of course, Balaram keeps his position of what, you know, Shantaras to some degree, to understand what's going on, understand Krishna's powerful nature. So he stops the Vrijbasis from entering the water. So even on the level of Goloka, there's still Guru Tattva. So Guru, Krishna, and the Bhakta. Yeah. Krishnadas Kaviraj says, Krishna, devotional service, and the devotee, they all come together and dance, and nobody can quite figure out who's in control. And so is Radharani in control? Is Balaram in control? Or is Krishna in control? So that particular moment when the Vrijbasis were trying to go in the water, Balaram took control. So you can see him just imagining restraining Yashoda, maybe. And then she's saying things about Kaliya and using words that you didn't know Mother Yashoda knew about Kaliya's mother and sister and everything else. So later on, you know, Mother Yashoda hears about this. She may be very embarrassed. Oh, my God. Yeah. But at that moment, it's not an improper mixture of mellows or anything else. It temporarily comes out of the feeling of Vatsalya Ras and enhances it, makes it more beautiful. That at a moment like this, yes, the mother should act like this. You know? And so when somebody is shooting arrows at your devotee, you know, yes, you should just stay in there and, you know, and protect him no matter what happens, even if you are a god. You know? So via Vichari Bhava comes out temporarily and then it merges back into the Sthayi Bhava. So here we see all these ideas, you know, and then of course there's five primary ratis or attachments. As the first one, of course, is just how great is Krishna, like Krishna's flower garland, the flute. They appreciate Krishna is so great, but there's no real actual hard service to be used by Krishna. Okay, and the flute's being used by Krishna. Of course, a little more complicated. But as it says, flutes in Shantaras. And Shantaras is basically detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna. So there's nobody who has a stronger Shantaras with Krishna than the gopis. You know, the higher you want to build your building, you know, the deeper your foundation has to go. So detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna, that principle is most manifest. The gopis, even the gopis, when they start to think about Krishna, they think about his lotus feet, you know. But, of course, they have also a conjugal relationship with his lotus feet also. You know? But it's based upon the Sthayi Bhava. You know, that. Wait, one last thing here. There, pull up my... Because this is discussed a lot between the conversations between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. It's interesting in this purport, Prabhupada brings out conjugal love right away in the kind of more confidential aspects of conjugal love. Right in the first canto, he brings it out like that. So it's like, okay, in proportion, you know, talk about these things, but in proportion like that. Someone said it's like putting, you know, chilies into the sabji. You know, some, but not too many. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, text 82. Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya are talking. And already they've eliminated all these different kinds of, you know, mixed dharma. You know, it's called bhakti mixed with jnana, bhakti mixed with karma, or karma, you know, trying to satisfy Krishna that by just being a good father or a good son or a heroic soldier to protect your country. Some people think that's how you please Krishna, by doing your varnashram duties. But it goes beyond that, and finally comes to the point, uninterrupted hearing and chanting. Then he's starting to describe devotional service. He asks him, well, okay, it's devotional service, but there must be different intensities, different things like that. So he's describing this. In this text, he says, Krishna praptira upaya bahu vidahaya Krishna prapti tarat amya bahuta achaya. There are various means and processes by which one may attain the favor of Lord Krishna. All those transcendental processes will be studied from the viewpoint of comparative importance. I think the verse before this was actually describing about the gopis. And how the goddesses of fortune even could not imagine this kind of favor from Krishna. So how do you get that kind of favor of Krishna? Before, in the previous chapter, Queen Kunti is trying to figure out how to catch Krishna, to keep him from going away. And she says, when she talks about Yashoda and the kind of favor that Yashoda has, she says she can remember that. She's chasing him around with a stick, but she just can't understand it. How do you get that kind of favor from Krishna? There are various means and processes by which one may attain the favor of Lord Krishna. All those transcendental processes will be studied from the viewpoint of comparative importance. Next text here. This is 1883, Madhulila. Kintu yandraye ras se sarvottam tatasta hanya vicharaile achi taritom. It is true that whatever relationship a particular devotee has with the Lord is best for him. Still, when we study all the different methods from a neutral position, we can understand that there are higher and lower degrees of love. So for me, this is one of the super important verses because it says, where's the word? Tatasta, neutral position, like that. So he said, it's true. Whatever, we discussed this yesterday. What is the best relationship with Krishna? Well, the best relationship with you, for you, is your relationship. That's the best relationship. And it's one place Sanatana Goswami says, every cowherd boy thinks, I'm Krishna's closest friend, and he doesn't feel qualified. Krishna talks to me about things that are so confidential. I don't know why. There's so many other boys that are so much more qualified. But Sanatana Goswami, every cowherd boy thinks that he's Krishna's closest friend. Then he says, because of the nature of the internal potency, it's a fact. So this is it. Whatever relationship we have with Krishna, that's the best relationship. But it can be expanded. It can be Jagannath Puri. Some people say that she's in the mood of Aishwarya, for Krishna, serving Krishna like in opulence, like Vaikuntha. But within Jagannath Puri, she offers the Gambira, where Lord Chaitanya is grinding his face against the walls and separation of Radha from Krishna. And this, of course, is a kind of mellow and service which is not even generally known in most of Vrindavan, like that. And so then within Jagannath Puri, she offers facility for something which is so intense. So in that way, we're not going to give up anything. Whatever we got, we're going to keep it spiritually. But it can be enhanced. So Vishnudeva's basic rasa is dasya rasa. But then there's seven secondary rasas. And sometimes they're so potent, they appear to cover or be independent of the primary rasas, but they can't be. They're always based upon a primary rasa. So his chivalry, the very rasa, is a secondary rasa, but it can become so prominent that you're fighting, just like it's sakya rasa or something like that. But if you look, it's always in the humor, of servitorship. So whatever we have, that we have to discover what is our position, both in sadhana bhakti and in purified stage. Somebody may be a great book distributor, get out there and distribute 500 books a day, and we can barely distribute one a year, or somebody else, you know, okay, would really honestly find out what your position is, consult with Guru and Krishna, the devotees, you know, the Shastra, and okay, then become super active within your position, you know, and then you can purify your position for more intensely. And it is only possible to make these hierarchies if you're in tathastasta, a neutral position. And who's actually in a neutral position? Almost nobody. Prabhupada even says one time, he says, the flavor of the cowherd boys, Sakya Ras, is a unique flavor, very similar to conjugal Ras, and actually we can't be compared to anything else. You know? So some people say that we're promoting conjugal Ras because all of our acharyas are in conjugal Ras. You know? But if you're going to talk to somebody, your acharyas are in Sakya Ras, they're all going to say, ah, those gopis are all so silly and fickle, forget them. Come on, Krishna, let's go play, you know. And so then they all, Krishna says, yeah, okay. They forget the girls, you know. So to tathastasta, we can make this distinction, you know, of intensity and stuff like that. But once you get into your own position, you can't do it. So on. And the purport to this verse is like, I don't know how long it is, you know. There's one purport Prabhupada had, which is 17 pages. This one, that's a very long. In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that this verse does not advocate the whimsical invention of some methods of love of Godhead. Such inventions cannot be accepted as topmost. And it goes on to a long description of the different aspects of these different relations like that, you know. So I don't know, at this point, anybody have any questions, comments, complaints, donations? Donations again, I'm joking now. We're doing okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, sir. Oh, go ahead. I'll wait. Go ahead, Vivek.
No, it was a very, very nice class. Actually, early on, I love Bhagavatam specifically. It's one of my best experiences at the beginning of my temple life in ISKCON. And I would have this experience where I'd have a question, and then the system was you don't ask the questions until the end. And then I would find that the questions would be answered along the way. And I've had a long-standing question about Bhishma Dev. You know, he's making it clear that his Ishtadev is Narayan, or Narayan. And even Krishna, in one of the previous verses, accommodates him with a forearm form because he's requesting that meditation. And then he switches channels to Parthasarathi, to Krishna on the chariot with Arjuna. And I think you handled it rather well in this class. There's some complexity to it, no doubt, but I hadn't thought of it from that angle, by Baba and the Stai Baba angle, that I knew he was going to Leela, and I knew it was some sort of a stimulus or for him to be fixed in his meditation on the Lord. But it was a very interesting class. I thank you for that.
Shabbat Bhargidai.
Maharaj, I have a question.
Okay, for the Big Island.
Okay. With the various rasas, starting from Shantaras, they're described, I believe, as becoming more and more intimate, so therefore the Madhurya Rasa is the highest. And within each of the lower rasas, they possess elements of the previous rasas, just like Dasya has Shanta Ras already there within it, and then Sakya has the Shanta and the Dasya Ras all the way up until Madhurya Ras, where it has everything. So, first question, is that the correct understanding as far as like higher rasas? more intimacy. And then the other thing, I know this is going to sound really immature, very materialistic, but still, I just, you know, when you hear the scriptures about how, like, Lord Brahma, he prays that if I could simply take birth, or if I could simply become a blade of grass so the gopis can trample on me, you know, that's what he's praying for. But then when I think about it, okay, if I'm going to, when I get my, my Swarup Siddhi, and then my form will be like a blade of grass. I think maybe there's something less to that relationship than that, let's say, like the cowherd boys, or, you know, fighting with Krishna, like Bhishma. Okay, so I'll wait for the answer. I'll mute myself.
Oh, so you're worried that about not getting a higher rasa?
Yeah, I'm worried about what if I become a blade of grass.
Okay, once upon a time, no, is that, you know, Krishna says his pastimes are all attractive. You know, it's one of his qualities, but he says, you know, he says they're all attractive and they're all wonderful. They really animate me and I enjoy them all and everything else, you know. But he said, Rev, it's still this rasa lila. That's the one. It really gives me the most stimulation. So it has to have, you know, it has to have a full moon. It has to have the right temperature. It has to have the right fragrance. Everything has to be there. And then it's like, you know, if you have a Porsche or engine or something, and you're stomping the gas and you're revving it up, you know, there's so many, you know, moving parts, right? And they have to be so precise, you know, and they have to have the proper kind of lubrication, you know. So there's no question that anything can be even like, you know, what's, you know, a millimeter, you know, out of relationship. So that's, you know, some kind of maybe small analogy to understand the precision of the Ras Lila. This so such a wonderful thing. Everybody moving in and out, back and forth, and everything has to be just perfect, you know. And so at one point, everybody realizes that Lalita is off balance. And her next step, she's not going to be able to get her footing good enough to be able to make the next turn to catch Krishna. And when she misses that one, then the whole Ras Lila will tumble into chaos, you know. And everybody is terrified beyond belief. Oh my God! You know? So the only hope is that when she hits the ground, if the grass, right, gives an extra push. Like that, and even that's not going to be enough. So finally, it comes down to one blade of grass that has to do something which is never done before, and nobody ever seen any blade of grass do this, you know, to save the whole thing. Like that, and so that's you. Oh my God, and so my God, you know, let it happen to somebody else. You know? So that's what it can be like. It's the whole spiritual world. There are many stories about this. The whole spiritual thing can come down depending on us. And that's, you know, it's like you're saying, well, my, you know, maybe it won't be, it'll be somebody else. But most likely, you know, if we have to do that, what, once every 25,000 years, that'll be enough to keep us, like, what's the word, like, you know, not happy, but hoping it doesn't happen again, you know, ever, in that sense. So everybody's fully engaged. Yeah, and the whole program. That's the thing is that Krishna is a supreme enjoyer. He enjoys every little toy he has, every little piece of color, every little tiny deviation in flavor or temperature or texture of the sweet rice. He notices it, and not that he's like, you know, what's the word, like, sadistic or anything, but that's what he is. So he just, any little thing, he appreciates it, you know. He does, really. He likes it or dislikes it, you know. And so that, then there's no, that's the whole point. Everybody has their position. If you're a blade of grass, let's face it, there's not going to be any Ras Lila. Everybody has to go barefoot on the gravel, you know, like that. Well, as far as I know, it's what you could say, like, intimacy. There's an increase in intimacy. But usually, I understand the example is more like an increase in intensity. You know, just taking sugar cane juice and then cooking the impurities out and then making it into molasses. And then, you know, it keeps getting more and more intense and purified. Although there is the example that of intimacy that I think at some point it stops being I belong to Krishna and Krishna belongs to me. And I guess that's in Sakya Ras. And at that point, the intensity is then how Krishna belongs to me, not how I belong more and more to Krishna. Yeah. So, it's okay?
Okay.
There's something, can I add something to that?
You can add a lot of things.
Okay. Bhaktivinoda's prayer and separation is a particle of dust at the holy lotus feet of the Lord. And just to be part of this, it's so high and so wonderful. And even Uddhava, after he sees the gopis, he just wants to be a blade of grass at their feet. He just wants to be part of it. He just sees how high and how wonderful the love the gopis have for Krishna. He just wants to be there. And our ultimate svarup, it really doesn't, matter who we are. Like Hanuman, he's aware of Krishna. You know, there's some story of him coming to Dwarka to see Dwarkadish because Ram gave darshan of Krishna during his lila, so he came for payback. So he's wholesale dedicated to Ram. So everyone has some unique relationship with Krishna, and in that relationship, they're completely fulfilled. They're just inundated with ecstasy. There's nothing lacking. And it doesn't matter, what the position is in the five rasas or where that is. Now, the study that Maharaj read from the purport, there's an objective analysis of the five rasas. And Madhavendra Puri even took the Madhva Sampradaya to the next level by appreciating or understanding that the surrender of the gopis was the highest expression of love for Krishna. So that's part of the Gaudiya Siddhanta, but it doesn't mean that we can't be fulfilled in any role in the spiritual world.
Hey, but my experience is, my God, we're not even qualified for Maharaloka, what is this speaking of? Speaking of Vaikuntha or something, you read something about it. You get some taste. You read about Hawaii. They feed mangoes to the pigs and stuff. Okay, want to go there? You know, but when you actually go there, you get different experience like that. So, but it's good to hear about it and become stimulated and see we're making progress like that. Brahmande Brahmate Kom Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lada Bij. We can get an experience, and then we have to cultivate it, so it grows up and pushes all the Maya out. And, we begin to see more and more what our actual position is in this whole thing.
Maharaj, I have another question. Unless somebody else has, I can wait.
Comment.
Okay. Okay, here's another question along these lines. Now, I just asked a question that, reveals that, it's a superficial understanding, it's material. I'm saying, I don't want to become a blade of grass, what's going to happen to me? So obviously that means that I'm on Prakriti level, materialistic vision. Now, we're discussing all kinds of rasas with Krishna that are in the highest stage, in the perfectional stage, our siddhasvarup. Now, what would be the difference between us discussing these various rasas here in the Association of Devotees and that of a Prakriti Sahaja? Is it that the Sahajas only take certain portions, they've decided they're gopis and that's all they're going to discuss, or is there more to it?
One thing yesterday I put as a chat thing, if you look up Sahajiya How's it go? Sagahajiya, hopelessly in Mayavadi. It comes back with that one citation where Prabhupada says that the Sahajiyas are better situated than the Mayavadis who are hopelessly impersonal. Like that. That was my point, this from yesterday's point. But the basic difference I understand is that the Sahajiyas, they want to enjoy the situation, whereas the devotees, they want to serve like that. Sahajiyas are thinking, how could I enjoy this relationship? One real typical example is Kubja. She's a manifestation of the kind of Shakti who wants to enjoy Krishna in a conjugal relationship like that. And the Garga Samhita, which, you know, some people say it's like our Sampradaya, some people say it's not, but nobody's ever said it's nasty or bad or anything. So it says that in her previous life, she was Supranaka. And so she wanted to enjoy with Ram. So then Ram saw this, and then he cut off her nose and ears. So nobody would enjoy with her then, like that. And so that would act as a preservative for her attraction. This is discussed by Rupa Goswami too. You know? That acted as a preservative for her attraction, so it wasn't like distracted by something else, because nobody else would engage her in constant relationship. So she took birth as Hunchback, what's her name? Kubja. And she still had this feeling, but now because she's a hunchback, nobody else has much conjugal interest in her, enjoying with her. And so when she saw Krishna, now her conjugal attraction to enjoy with Krishna was revitalized. And so Krishna reciprocated like this because it purified her. You know? And so an example of somebody who won't eat anything but prasadam. Forget it. Just won't eat anything but prasadam. But really wants to eat good prasadam, like that. Really wants to enjoy prasadam, you know. And so that's the same thing. Sahajiya, they think about Krishna and Krishna's pastimes and this kind of stuff because they're enjoying. Oh, now I'm playing with Krishna. Oh, Krishna stole this from me. Oh, Krishna did that. But it's all with an attitude of how I can enjoy, you know. But the gopis and everything else, their whole attitude is how they can serve Krishna as a friend. How they can, you know, they never think about enjoying. They're always thinking about, well, okay, this Krishna likes this, so let me act like this. If Krishna likes donkeys, let me be a donkey. Okay. The highest ras is donkey ras. You know? Okay. You know? That means the highest way of service. So that's my understanding. That's the difference between the Sahajiya attitude and the devotee attitude. One is enjoying, another is serving.
That's very good. Thank you. So, anything else, Prabhu? Okay. Well, thank you, Maharaj, for giving us your association again.
Thank you very much.
Further elevated the 28 devotees we had on.
Okay, thank you also very much. Now I'm going to have lunch. hopefully, I'll give you some impetus to do some more service this afternoon like that. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Prasadam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Don't forget, tomorrow we're having a seminar by Urmila Mataji about chanting with attention, the effect of chanting. So please come for that. Attend. And Bhagavad Gita tonight, Vidagya Madhava is giving. All right, thank you very much, Srimad Bhagavatam.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
Jai.